Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the path of life. I forgot to clean the tub for the snack for Chupa Chupa. I need to do that today. 10:57. Kind of a mostly cloudy so far, but let's see, we are done with the rain. I mean, you could still get some, but that was a crazy wave, that 8 days of quite a bit of rain. Okay, this thing is gonna dry now. And I am cold this morning. I chose not to turn the heat on yesterday and this morning, neither this morning. And I'm cold. I'm starting cold this morning, but I know that it's only going to get better. Hold on. I seem to get more crud when I just had breakfast. I remember that on the Camino days, I guess many of my anecdotes seem to be analogized. I'm not sure if it's correct. But I use a lot of Camino analogy because, well, it's something that I easily tap into. And I would start some morning being a little chilly, but knowing that it was going to be quite a warm day. So it was kind of like, well, let's just cool off that tank. It's going to be warm enough anyway, soon enough. Definitely sooner than 11 o'clock like it is right now. But and of course, by tomorrow, I think we're going to get to like, I think today is like 5 or 6 in the morning, 5, 6 degrees Celsius. And then by Thursday, it will be like 11 to 15. So quite a shift. Okay, so do I get sunglasses? I think I don't need sunglasses, but I will need my hat. Not for now, but I am planning for some sun. Ooh, that pack feels light. Anyway, so I am all bundled up and I have the beanie on, which is fine. Okay, got the dog's treat. And it's in 1 week, it's in a week now. First time I take my pulse, you know, which is strange. It feels strange to grab them. Oh, I know what I'm forgetting. I want to get my list. You know, there's not too many, but I'm going to be looking for B12. I just don't know. I saw something on Amazon. I may get Juan's address tomorrow. I'm going to have him bring the meat eater, La Def Brotadora. And, yeah, I may get a thing of B12. To come, because starting on the Camino, I won't have access to the soy milk. I'm not going to be drinking, you know, 1 liter of soy milk every day. It doesn't make any sense. So, and well, I think fish is definitely on table. but still, well, actually, B12 is again, it's algae, right? It's not the fish. It's what the fish is eating. So depending on if it's farming or if it's wild, you know, farmed or wild, it's going to affect its B12 content. Even though they may also be supplementing their feed with different kind of minerals and vitamins. Anyway, so yeah, today going to Torredón Jimeno. Actually, the gate is closing good. I'm not sure what happened before. So, it was Tuesday morning. Oh, actually, the light in the sky reminds me when I was in Conil. I stayed in that Airbnb. I booked it for 1 month before doing Via de la Plata. And actually, it was April 4th when I went there. April 4th to May 4th. And yeah, the light looked like that, felt like on one of those mornings. Anyway, so I had a thought this morning when I went to pee outside. It's always inspiring to me when I go urinate, orinar, or hacer pis, or mearse. Three ways in Spanish to say it. Anyway, I guess number one, urinate, to piss. There we go. Yeah, three, English one as well. And so, thinking about this situation with my energy, which seems to be kind of forefront to me and kind of important, you know, I derive some well-being from, you know, being able to behave, act in a certain way. And when my level of energy is not up to par, it affects it, and it affects my sense of well-being. And though I could argue until the cows come home that it is not happiness, and I would have no argument with it. But it's not helpful because this is my understanding as of now in terms of what makes me happy and how my body is reacting and how my mind also. So, you know, it's kind of like being aware of what's working up to now. It's one thing to challenge, to be curious, to dig in the dirt, right? And to want more, you know, to not being done. Yeah, to be adventurous. But it's something different to value the actual reality, you know, meaning, well, what's actually working up to now and what's making sense. It doesn't have to be an absolute, but it is the reality of the day. It's a flavor. It's a menu. And so I'm kind of thinking because definitely a big theme for me as of late is letting go. Not being in charge, not wanting to decide, and to kind of delegate that part to, would you say delegar? I don't know if you would say that in Spanish. I think maybe. Anyway, it doesn't matter. To delegate that part to this other thing, which again, I'm not really conscious of it, but it makes itself known. And so I'm finding myself, you know, becoming more and more passive, looking at valuing quite a bit quietness, you know, silence, though I'm quite a noisy person, you know. My lifestyle is quite noisy, you know, between listening to music, stand-up, podcast, reading, practicing languages, you know, watching a movie here and there. So I am, you know, making quite a bit of noise. But, sorry, I'm regathering my thought here before I lose it. But I feel like a part of me, that conscious part, you know, through my skepticism and cynicism in terms of its effect, as far as my mind is concerned, you know, in terms of quality output, looking at all of what I've done, all of my strategies, my mindset, and where it has led me, what I can kind of compute, you know, put together, and I'm like, it's not that impressive. So the reasonable assessment is basically saying, well, this is not a very good use of it. And I remember when I was younger, I used to say, I feel like there's a part of me that encroached on a territory where it doesn't really belong, and it's not that good at dealing with it. And also at the same time, simultaneously realizing that's more than likely me who kind of skipped my responsibility, and by default, that part had to take it over. So, i.e. the mind. And so, moving from there to the feeling part, you know, the feeling things, and then valuing that more so, you know, than the mind. And definitely with what's happened with Pilar, more so, I mean, above everything else, realizing that, you know, feeling is, it's just not that great either. It's more than likely better, but not that great either. So, hold on a second. Buenas. And so, sorry, heads up to beef, chupa chup coming up. And I kind of knew that from before. And I still stand by my statement that I feel like the world of emotions, of feelings, is more interesting, is more complex, encompasses more, is not as rigid as the word of logic. I think both of them are two sides of the same coin, which is your mind. I think the mind is feeling and thinking. I don't think they are separate when it comes to that. But they are two different functions. And that serve different purposes more than likely. Oh, there she is already. There she is already. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw her a couple of times last night. So let's see. Let me put a bow on this one. Not a bow, but I am talking about what's happening with me in respect to letting go. Letting go of control in terms of my energy. Okay, that's kind of where I'm going to leave it. Put it on pause for a second. Why say hello? 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 Ooh, you're going to hurt yourself on that freaking fence. You're going to hurt yourself. Yes, you are. Now. 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 Yeah. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. What a dose of goodness, of loving goodness. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Okay, nice game dry. We're back to sitting. Come here. Sit. Sit. Mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm. Yes. Sit. Mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm. Yes. Sit. That's good. You're not putting the teeth. You're getting smoother, more gentle. Don't you get carried away. Okay. Yeah, very good. Sit. See, I think this is actually even better for you because me cutting them smaller means you're going to get to enjoy them more because you chum them down so fast. Okay. Good girl. Sit. Siéntate. Lo siento. Estoy hablando en inglés. ¿Eh? Te debo al menos la consideración de hablar en tu idioma nativo. No. Stay. Okay. Sit. You must feel like you're getting more, you know, right? Because you just... Stay. No. No. Stay. Stay. I'm moving away from her. Stay. No. Stay. No. 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 Yes. Okay, muy bien. Okay. Sit. Siéntate. Siéntate. Are you sit? No. Sit. Here. Sit. 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 No. Hey. She's looking for it. She thinks it fell. It's here. Sit. Sit. No. 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 She's only looking at the sausage, but she's paying attention. Okay. Muy bien. That's it. I got two more for you. If I was with her, I would get it to where I put it round on the floor and have a weight. Yeah. Muy bien. I think she'll do just fine. Sit. Sit. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I wasn't going to make you wait on that one. Oh, there's somebody coming. She's definitely a guard dog. My goodness. She takes it very seriously. All right, girl. I'm going. Me voy. Ya me voy. ¿Eh? Acabo de llegar y tú no me estás prestando atención. Ya, yo marcho. Yo me voy. Yo me voy. Yo me largo. Me voy. Ya me voy. All right, girl. Love you. So, talking about my energy, its relative importance, you know, as of now, in terms of the quality of my life, a sense of, you know, accomplishing something, you know, and yeah, a sense of well-being. It's quite important to me. So definitely kind of an active lifestyle or having something to show for makes me feel good. So there's no question. Oh, there's my little fellow friend here coming up in about a minute. And so the last few days, you know, the energies have been different. I've talked about the clarity, reading, actually even like yesterday. I mean, I must have read like, 40, 50, 60 pages. Not really counting, but even the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, it's kind of makes me think of Tolstoy a little bit. It's kind of a little intellectual. So I'm reading it, but I'm not going to give it a thumbs up. It's a little philosophical, political, and it's just not that interesting to me, but it is well written. So, and there is kind of a historical context. I'm wondering if Pilar has actually read it. I just turned around. Anyway, but you know, between that, of course, The Brave New Medicine, which I'm really, really enjoying. I still want to wait before suggesting it to BLJ. I want to make sure that I have a good base for it. But I like the fact that it's also from a woman, you know, to a woman, that there is definitely a different quality. Buenos días, compañero del camino. ¿Cómo está?
Ahí vamos.
Hay que. Buen día. Hasta luego. And, but yeah, even last night, actually I couldn't even get to bed at 9 o'clock because I wanted to keep reading, which is so interesting, you know. Like I'm curious for today. You know, yesterday I went to the library, so I watched the first part of Last Week Tonight is kind of like a review of some of the news before they get to the main theme of the week, the main topic. And so I'm just watching that because I'm finding it kind of redundant. It's a little too slanted for me. It's just too much on the left in terms of the lens, the ideological lens, liberal lens. I just don't like it. It's just not helping me anymore. I don't find it that useful. I don't find myself being empowered through the information. It's kind of, you know, the left blames one thing, the right blame one thing, and that kind of party ideology. I'm not interested with that. So, but, you know, it's kind of funny, and there's a little bit of the news. So I watched the five excerpt, because there are five episodes in the new season, and then I kind of check that out. And then I end up putting A Few Good Men, for whatever reason. You know, it's getting to be an old movie by now, but still good. And actually, I will be more than likely watching Jerry Maguire, because I do like Tom Cruise as an actor. So, with Cuba Gooding Jr., show me the money. But anyway, I'm curious today Oh, because I think I watched the Ukraine thing yesterday also. I watched the other part of, like in the morning, and there was not really anything on like NPR outside of the Chinese guy playing the piano, and I wasn't interested in that. So there was a news this morning about the whole minimum wage going up for fast food worker in California to $20 an hour, which, as far as a US salary, across the board, if it was like the federal minimum wage, it would be like people in Texas, that would be a great salary. But of course, the cost of living in California is much higher. So I don't know, when you take everything into account, I would say more than likely, I don't know, but I have a feeling that it's more than likely still not that easy with that. Again, we're talking about minimum wage here, right? Not a good wage, minimum. What cannot I pay lower than? What's a I can't pay less than that, What am I forced, to do here? It's kind of the way minimum I take it. And so yeah, I was listening to that. I also enjoyed, they were talking about the Final Four, even though I don't follow it at all. The Final Four is at the college level, the final, the kind of the playoff, basically, for the basketball at the collegiate level. So it's kind of a big thing, And so I thought it was in March, so that was happening. But anyway, regardless, I guess you have also the playoff more than likely going on too, with NBA. I'm not sure. And so, even though I have no idea about those teams, North Carolina, you have a UConn, you have, well, anyway, I don't even know what they are, and you have male and female, and apparently you have some new rising stars on the college scene that are quite promising. And but it was kind of nice to have kind of a lighter news. You have the whole thing about the Gaza, and I guess the mounting international opposition to what Israel is doing. So, which is kind of interesting, because I think historically they've always kind of been on the same side. So, anyway, but those things are kind of like, I mean, yeah, it's kind of cool to stay up to date, but it is also kind of heavy, But anyway, the point being, I'm wondering if possibly too, I'm kind of becoming less interested in the in this on this not interested in the screen as much, not on in the screen. And I'm wondering if possibly, there might be a shift, because I have to say, I mean, I would have no issue, like, once in a blue moon to watch something, but really, that I don't, for me, it's a distraction, to look at that screen. It really is. It's kind of like, I don't really want to do something else, and whatever that means, I don't, maybe it's because it's kind of like a spoiled child mentality, because I have access to it. So I jack myself up to feel that way, and that's the only thing that I have access to. Kind of like kind of entitlement, right? In the cycle of addiction, you feel like you deserve it, and you repeat it. Because I've talked about it quite a few. I do like the idea of kind of challenging that, and kind of really wanting to make sure, is this really something that is really helpful in my life, that screen? And I'm honestly, not quite sure. Now, that being said, they've been saying, actually, even like the documentary about Ukraine, the Netflix documentary, whatever it's called, Ukraine Winter and Fire, or Winter and Fire Ukraine, whatever. And I did enjoy it, like, what I would not, what I don't like in a news format, I enjoy in a documentary format for whatever reason. So it's kind of a, yeah, it's kind of a news outlet for me, the documentary forum, the platform, I guess, should I say. I should say, better put. But anyway. So even this morning, when I get done with my practice, it's going to be a very competitive week. So far it is anyway. So you have some big score. But when I'm done with mine, I'm done. Like I say, I may throughout the day here and there. I may kind of be curious to see what's going on, but it's not affecting me. I'm doing the same pattern, you know, and it'll be what it will be. But at the end of it, because I was done okay, I started to read again before breakfast. I wanted to, you know, which is interesting, you know. And also my intermittent fasting, you know, we're looking now, you know, I finished eating around 2:30 yesterday, and it was around 10:30 when I broke it. So we're looking at 20 hours, which I wasn't looking at that. That wasn't my goal. My goal was like 16 to 18 hours. But it seems to, well, actually, let me segue out of something. It's not really a segue. It's actually a correction here, because it took me a while to fall asleep last night. So for now, I'm not changing what I'm doing. I like the pattern that I'm on. You know, I was definitely could feel my stomach. You know, I mean, it was like almost 8 hours since I ate by the time it was after 10 o'clock. For sure, because I knew I heard the church bell, you know, that rang 10 o'clock, which are very, very, very quiet, but so quiet where I am mostly, and there was no wind, as you can notice, you know, there is none of that wind distraction. And it was just challenging to fall asleep. And even when I went for a stroll after the library, I kind of almost was like I had energy. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen, you know, if that's going to maintain or follow course or what. You know, I'm definitely not holding my breath, but if it's going to remain constant, I don't remember the last time I had that. So kind of being used to when the evening comes, just kind of fade away. So I don't know. If there's possibly something physiologically that's changing, you know, maybe sometimes you have like periods of adaptation for what you're doing in terms of, you know, change of diet or lifestyle, you know, the way it affects you. I honestly don't know. But I do feel a certain like confidence, feel like an energetic confidence, you know, a certain resolve, a certain kind of oomph that's kind of a strong inertia. So we'll see. And again, I know that it is not happiness. I know that it's not the answer, you know, like this place here, which I have a lot of beautiful memories. And really, as far as my life is concerned, hello, little rabbit. It is really the most beautiful place I've had, and also Casadero is definitely one of them, because of the nature access to having what's needed, you know, and then just a package. But I know that it's not happiness, it's not the answer, having access to all of that, you know, the idea of maintaining it and just having that and then dying with that, it's not it. Nothing is an answer in and of itself, but it is a great ingredient, definitely. It's we're talking about like an organic free-range ingredient here. Amazing. The quality is definitely there. So, you know, as far as my energy is concerned, though I like it, you know, I would have no problem, you know, being with that. I am more than likely, I'm pretty anchored again in my routine, like we'll see with Antonio. There's going to be a night here and there or a day where I'll do things a little different. But the pattern is set in terms of what I do, my habits. And I'm okay once in a blue moon, you know, to shift, to change it, to alter it, because I have no problem to return to it. And I think that's a big discernment to be able to make, you know. To be flexible is a great thing once you've really acquired the habit. And until you do, then discipline is very, very important. Because, I don't know, everybody is different in terms of the whole, what they call it, the atomic habit. There's a book, I mean, you have this New Age self-help stuff talks about, you know, how long it takes to develop that stuff. And I don't agree. I don't think, not that they're necessarily wrong, but the fact that if you get caught up with what they're saying, then there may be a sense that you're a failure, or you may be using their parameters to judge what you're doing instead of being in touch with yourself, i.e., you're in a group doing yoga. Let's say we're going to do a happy puppy pose, you know? And so, or even downward dog, heck, you know, downward dog, you know? And then so basically everybody's going to have a different flexibility level. And so if you are looking around to see where everybody's at, and from there you're kind of trying to gauge, you know, how far you should push yourself, my take is it's a completely wrong approach. Well, the approach is completely wrong. It's completely wrong. Here we go. Sorry about that. It's completely wrong. That's my take on it. The idea is the other people are here to maybe help you to hold the position a little longer, or the quality of that experience being shared with other people. But when it comes to how far you should push yourself, then it's about you finding out where there is that ceiling and just going slightly past. But that's so personal. I had this image this morning while I was doing my yoga, which would be like to show the pose to people and then to turn the light out. Because then people would have nothing but their own experience to focus on and nobody else. And then the light would come back up, you know? Or have people face away from each other. Because it's so hard not to. It is so hard not to look at others and not to compare. But anyway, that's kind of my point when it comes to also developing a habit. It's like everybody is different. And the point is, it has to be with a criteria that's based, oh my goodness, there's a bunch of standing water here, that's based on you in terms of once it's clenched, once it's anchored, you'll know. You know, you won't need anybody to tell you. And the point is you're going to keep doing what you're doing until that part comes to the forefront and lets you know you get it, you know, because there could be tweaking needed, you know, adjustment, enforcing obstacles, like anything, like setting goals and, you know, copying skills. It's one thing to start with somebody else's idea, but in the end, you have to own it and you have to customize it to what makes sense to you. And that require, you know, honesty, fearlessness, patience, resolve, resilience, you know, and stamina, and realizing that it's not a question of once I have that, it's great. It's like, is this something of value? Yes. Is this something that I want to do? Yes. And then you don't timestamp the finishing line. And technically, I don't think there is such a thing as a finishing line anyway. But you do. You can set specific goals, specific marker, to make sure that you are willing to put up the effort and that you are doing it, you know, just coming up with beautiful excuses or fairy tale to wrap some empty package. But at the end of the day, you know, it is your experience. And the process is as important as why you are doing it. And more than likely, the why is to actually to get you to the process. And the process, I would call that the jewel, not the why. And not the, you know, when you get it and it's like, oh, your life is better then. The whole experience leads you to kind of update your own, let's call it psycho-spiritual software. Anyway, so to make it really, really personal and to be really clear as to your why. Why are you doing it? You know? Anyway. So, yeah. So many words, you know, but feeling feeling really good. I was feeling the inside of my left knee, you know, which is where I'm feeling a little bit of something during my stretches. And I'm wondering if it's the same knee that I tore. I don't know. When I did when I tore my lateral meniscus when I crashed in Breckenridge on that. I think it was peak 7 on that double black in that icy morning run, not waiting, you know, 1 or 2 hours for that sun to warm up that ice layer, learn my lesson. But possibly, you know, it could actually maybe not even linked to walking, but to some previous, you know, prior experience. I mean, regardless, you know, it's like, yeah, it's life, right? What are you going to do? It's like, would it be always, is the idea always to feel great, you know, to feel like $1 million? Well, no, as you get older, things are going to happen. You're going to have to pay the piper. So, and I think, you know, if anything, the consideration of running would be something that I would have to take more seriously, because the ramifications of running are completely different than per se, than running, than walking per se, right? Or swimming or biking. So it is more problem. It is more controversial as far as I'm concerned, you know? And I have not really had the urge, but I guess if my energy kind of keeps shooting up like that, that's something that's more than likely going to come up. Actually, I would not be surprised, because I have had, you know, great moments running, kind of like me being in Jamilena. I really have great memories about this place. I have felt like on some of those hikes, more than likely we'll be going tonight again on that hill. I'll see if Juan wants to come. One of the reasons was the place is special, because I've really had a lot of high moments. And this winter, for sure, because my low one were really low and mild in quantity and in intensity. And of course, I'm sure, no due in small part to Juan and the family, you know, having a community. Having that connection. And again, well, I'm not going to get into this one. So anyway, I can feel the sun now, but it's still okay to have my beanie and my jacket on. We're not quite out of the wood yet, but I definitely do not feel cold anymore. I actually feel great. I am on a trail, just in case you couldn't tell. And you can still hear chainsaw. My goodness. But the trail is so far very good. It's packed. It looks close to dry, actually, which is amazing. We're looking at just one day. Barely a little more than one day, you know? Yeah, a couple of hours since we had the last rain. 8 days in a row, you would... Anyway, I'm surprised. Even in Olive Orchard right now, there's quite a bit of grass. Talked about that too with Juan, because he's going to bring the weed eater tomorrow, and he was mentioning about him having to use it pretty soon, and I'm like, you know, I was telling him, yeah, I'm kind of looking at maybe 2, 3, or 4 days to do the work, but I'm like, if you need it, you know, whenever you need it, you just let me know, and I'll have it, you know, I can do it in one day if needs be, that's not a problem. If there's no rush, I'd like to take my time, but it still doesn't mean I wouldn't do it in one day. But, you know, it may just be like, yeah, that's enough for today, and I'll do it later. And so kind of seeing that field, I can see that it's going to have some good weed eating to do. Because of all that rain, that stuff is going to grow. Anyway, I'm surprised it does not have a lawnmower. I mean, he's got almost 1,000 trees. I'm going to ask, like a riding mower. I'm going to ask him how come he doesn't. I mean, he's 65, you know. But then again, in his case, it also keeps him occupied. So actually, yeah, I think it's different. But many of those fields, you could see how it would be feasible, you know. He may take the first 2, 3 times, take a little longer, you know, to move rocks out of the way, you know, so you don't bang up your blade. But to get but then again, it's a time saver. So in his case, you know, all that time he's spending doing that stuff is kind of important, because when he doesn't really know what to do with himself when he's not involved into that stuff, which I can relate partly to some of that. But anyway. I don't know why I was thinking about that. Oh, I know why I was thinking about that. Sorry, I'm not always good at segues. So watching The Few Good Men, so you know you have these lawyers, basically the plot is Tom Cruise is this young hot stud in JAG, you know, the kind of the military court, you know, the lawyers, so the big guy, the judge. I forgot JAG what it stands for, judge. But anyway. And you have Demi Moore, Kevin Pollak, Jack Nicholson, Kiefer Sutherland, I forgot the name of the colonel. So, A-list of actor. And he looks quite young actually in that one. And so he's basically hired to go defend those two guys who are accused of manslaughter, basically, accidentally killing one of their roommates. And Demi Moore is also a lawyer, and Jack Nicholson is a big chief in Guantanamo Bay. And anyway, and so it get me thinking about the idea of justice. And when I think about it, to me, I see it as social engineering. You know, I don't see it as something that has an access to some kind of absolute truth, you know, objective reality. You know, I just see it in as a cog in a machine. As something quite pragmatic, you know, however imperfect, but you know, that serves a purpose, and that is it. You know, like a traffic light, you know, something that kind of keep this thing together, you know, give a sense of integrity, you know, of functionality. That is it, you know. And for me, the idea of justice doesn't even have to be in there. You know, it's a system of rectification, call it behavior modification program, you know, no more, no less. You know, when things don't quite work the way they're supposed to do, you go to the mechanics and it kind of tweaks it, and then most of the time it works. And once in a blue moon it doesn't, and then you go to more dire measures to deal with it, like life without parole or capital punishment, all of those things. Yeah, I was thinking of the, yeah. And I'm definitely quite satisfied with that, you know, and I have no problem with it. I just don't. If somebody believes that they are, you know, serving justice by doing it, I can't buy it. I just can't look at another human being and believe that, yeah, you are capable with your training and whatever your aspiration to become that lawyer or judge or whatever, you know, it's like, yes, it's like. And again, the beauty of our species is that you just have to look at the chronology, you know, at the etiology. Ooh, what do you call the root? Kind of, you know, where it comes from, you know, what it's done. And anything where a human being is concerned or where a human being interacts with the system, then it is obviously degraded automatically. But it doesn't make it bad. It just makes it, you know, subjective and relative and imperfect by default. You know, I haven't met the Jesus Christ yet. So it's going to be interesting to see myself on the Camino, you know, in terms of meeting people where I'm going to get caught up because I know I am. I'm going to take myself seriously. I'm going to think that I have something, you know, connected to wisdom, to distill, to the people below me. I know I still have a long ways to go, but oh, there are some puppies and a police. And but I'm curious to see if there's maybe progress been made in terms of my relativism. When I and so we shall see. We shall see. I guess I'm going to let you go in a minute. Is there anything else outside of I need to ask one for his address, and then I'm going to most likely get that. It's like I think it's about 2 years maybe for 10 euro of B12. So it's like 1,000 milligrams, so basically twice a week, and that's good. 2,000 milligrams is a good RDA. Well, I guess in this case, RWA, recommended weekly E, or allowance, I guess, or intake, RWI or RWA, RDA. Actually, it's RDA in English, anyway. Recommended daily allowance. Anyway, so that I do want to get it. And tomorrow I'm going to be contacting Pilar. I haven't heard. So to kind of basically next week, more than likely, living here. So feels good. My supplies are dwindling. Another great, that's a great verb, dwindling. I like it a lot. You know, shrinking is kind of like, it sounds scientific, you know, or technical, but dwindling sounds poetic. It's dwindling. I don't know. There's something cute about it. It's kind of like to tickle, you know? Anyway, it tickles me pink. Dwindling. So, that's why I'm only going to get 1 liter of soy milk today. And also, I think the next 3 days, I may possibly be making a loaf of bread each time. Because I want to make a loaf for Paco at the fruit stand. I want to make one for Joaquin at the computer place. Oh yeah, I took him the tablet yesterday. Really, very sweet. And actually, I was talking about the warranty that I get on the tablet and realizing, basically was like, dude, if it's working, you know, within a day or two, you're good. You know, it's like, if anything is going to be funky, it's going to come up pretty quick. So I'm going to call to cancel that extra warranty plan. Anyway, I mean, I still have one anyway, by having bought the device, I still have like 1 year, I forgot, or 1 to 2 years anyway. So, but yeah, I'm going to call to cancel that. But I'm going to make a loaf for him, and of course I'll make a loaf for Juan, you know. Definitely for the weed eater, for him lending me, he's going to have to put the gas in and all that stuff. So that's actually 4 loaves of bread, because by Thursday, by Friday, technically, I will have to make. Well, I guess Friday I could do, I have options here. Friday I could do, I could do Paco Joaquin, because I think I'm going to go back on Friday to pick up the tablet. He'll call me if it's ready before, but the idea is, like I told him, dude, you know, I got the other tablet, so there's no rush. And it was like, okay, let's shoot for Friday. And if it's done before, it's done before. And I'm gonna bring him a loaf of bread as a way of saying thank you. Something that, yeah, I enjoy offering. So yeah, in the next few days, I'm gonna have 4 loaves of bread to make. So that's gonna be cool. I was even thinking about making some in the afternoon. Because I could do two. I could do one. I'm trying to think about logistically. Anyway, I had to get those. Between giving the treat to Chupa Chup and going there and doing my hike. Anyway, but it all worked out. But I got a few loaves of bread. And then we'll have to see about making my last batch of lentils. And then I'm thinking I'll finish on that. It's got to be close to an hour anyway by now. I'm thinking, right? Yeah, well, almost. The kind of the hash brown that Urban made that I really liked, you know, the shredded raw potatoes and, you know, put a little salt and pepper. And then you just a little bit of oil in a nonstick pan, like the omelet pan. Yeah, la sartén o la padella. So frying pan in Spanish is sartén. Italian, padella, and French, la poêle. I don't know in Spanish, in Japanese, I'm actually, neither in Portuguese. I don't know what they call the frying pan, I haven't seen it. But then I'll get some potatoes, more likely to do that. She has a grater. So Pilar in one of the cabinets. So, and then maybe even just, you know, boiling potatoes. Oh, and then slicing them and then just a bit of oil and make them crispy on the outside. And voila, voila. So I may end up finishing with potatoes, basically, instead of buying a package of rice. Because I have very little left. I have maybe for a couple more days of brown rice, then I got the risotto rice, arborio rice, I guess here they call it la bomba, so I'll be using that too. And then I have quinoa, for me, yeah, one time, and then that's it. I think as far as cereals, as far as grains, I'm left. Lentils, I'm good. I have enough, I'm pretty sure. So, but yeah, potato is nice. Or pasta. I was thinking of pasta too, but I kind of like the idea of potato better. And there are no sweet potatoes, so I think sweet potato is more like fall and winter here. You know, like some of those places, you know, they're still kind of local. So it's, you know, it's more seasonal. Anyway, so thinking about that, but I like the idea of grating some potatoes and then doing that. That sounds freaking yummy, you know. Anyway, guys, coming by the interstate. Anything else about yesterday? Yeah, I mean, I saw Paco in one of those garages called Cochera. So he has one that's kind of a place to hang out. So it's like it's a garage that people turn into a party room, which is very interesting. It's not everywhere, but it's something that they do here. And when I, and it was in a different one. And I was like, dude, how many of those do you have? And that's his in-law, his suegro, su suegro, father-in-law. Suegra, mother-in-law, cuñado, brother-in-law, cuñada, sister-in-law. Anyway, and he was fixing for somebody. It's quite handy. Let's manita. A piece for something with a fuel for somebody's car that I get a replacement part and it wasn't working well. So it's basically doing something for him. So kind of on the side. Anyway. Some of those guys are definitely quite handy for sure. In some of the small town, you know, they have to be good at a lot of things to be able to not have to spend money because they don't really have the money anyway. Anyway, so I saw him. Like I said, I called Juan, you know, about oh, I need to call the gas people to see about them coming over and exchanging the gas bottle. And getting that done before I leave, you know. And oh, I mopped the whole house yesterday. I was gonna mop the living room, but I realized outside of, you know, brooming a couple of areas, sorry, not brooming, sweeping, it's clean because I don't go there, so there was really no need to mop it. So I'll still mop it, you know, kind of to clean that dust, kind of a swifting to swift it. But it's but I did everything else, so I was waiting for the rain to be over, you know. So of course, for it to be able to dry in a timely manner. And so yeah, I even read again yesterday afternoon before going to the library. So I have so much time. I have so much time, you know. Anyway. That's actually a great place to call the day on this podcast as I'm about to go under. I'm going to call it an interstate. And I see blue signs. So my take is, I don't think on National Road you have blue cartel o segnal de transito, traffic signs, or, well, things to do with cars. Anyway, with traffic. So, guys. Wishing you a beautiful day wherever you are. So, from I guess Torredón Jimeno on this beautiful Saturday, wishing you a beautiful day. Peace.